This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Xcel Energy plans to close a coal-fired power plant in Pueblo at the end of the year. But now the area's congressman wants the feds to keep it open. CPR's Sam Brash.
Republican Representative Jeff Hurd sent a letter to the Department of Energy Friday. It urges them to use emergency powers under federal law to keep Xcel's Comanche 2 power plant operating indefinitely.
If it shuts down early, it's going to create not only a grid reliability crisis, but a severe economic hit to a community in my district that's already facing significant challenges.
U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright has already used those powers to keep coal plants running in Pennsylvania and Michigan. Environmental groups say a similar move in Colorado would be illegal, unjustified, and end up costing households money on their energy bills. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Denver voters are deciding the fate of a ban on flavored tobacco. The city council approved it last year, saying they're concerned about young people's health. Opponents worried about the impact on businesses and adult consumers gathered enough signatures to put a repeal on the ballot. Denver residents we spoke to were split.
You're not banning tobacco, you're just banning the fruit flavors of tobacco.
I feel like, you know, a lot of these smaller stores would be negatively affected.
That was Dan Prather opposing the ban, and before him, Logan Richard backing it. Ballots are due by 7 p.m. Tuesday. This is CPR News and KRCC.